Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Pat, yeah. What's God been saying to you, man?
Well,
that's deep.
Yeah, it is. Was it? Man, that was good. Well, I was reading in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
That's really good.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Yes.
It's a good book. You got to read it.
Yes.
And it was saying, it says, if the good news we preach is hidden behind a veil, it is hidden only from people who are perishing. Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds.
Did you hear that? Did you hear what you just said?
Satan has blinded the minds of the people.
He's the god of this world.
Yeah.
Oh my, to be friendship with the world, then that means to be friendship with the god of this world.
Mm-hmm. Which is Satan.
Which is the enemy of God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
That's just profound. No, you're right. Exactly. And he blinds those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
In verse 6 it says, for God, who said, let there be light in the darkness. He has made this light shine in our hearts, so we, I can't read my writing now.
The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord.
I think.
This is good, man, come on.
Oh, wow. Anyway.
This is good.
Anyway, so, you know, light, that light he puts inside of us is for us, is to shine. And then verse 7 says, we have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure.
That's the cracks you were talking about.
That's what I was talking about this morning.
That's what I
This makes it clear that our great power is from God and not from ourselves.
Right.
Well, what got my attention is this, when he's talking about, you know, the fragile clay jars that we're in. And
fragile, pathetic.
You know, a lot of us, of course, me, I don't know about you guys.
We understand.
We spend a lot of time trying to cover up these cracks and holes in our jars.
Spackle.
Because we don't like it. You know, we're like, ugh. You know, we're so self-conscious of ourselves and our weaknesses and our flaws that we're constantly trying to cover it up. And what God says, if you just let, if you, like Paul says all the time, he says, you know, I'll boast in my weaknesses so that God's glory would be manifest. You know, so it's that light inside of us that's trying to get out, but we're too busy trying to cover it all up. God, I mean, people can't see the light in us.
It's the crack that lets the light out.
It's the cracks that let the light out. Mm. So God gets the glory for our weakness.
It's good.
You know what I'm saying? It's
we're so worried about, you know, our weakness getting in the way of the message.
Right,
and
right.
It's like, no, it's actually our weakness that is the message.
That's exactly the message. Mm. And it's like we're so polar opposites. It's just
somebody says, look at the size of my ministry. Oh, you're really pathetic. God's really using you.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. God's really using
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like, okay, Lord. All right. You know, you're like peeling That's off good. The band-aids. Get rid of that. Get rid of this.
So we can start talking about your stuff now.
Please.
Okay.
Okay.
You've been holding back? Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm in trouble now.
Well, this there was this one thing.
Miss the extra hour. You don't want to miss the extra hour.
It's all going to be let loose now.
Now we get it. It's like, cut. It looks like we're coming to an end today.
Hey.
That's really a good word. It's so important because it's the fact that God puts us all surpassing power in jars of clay to prove that it's him and not us.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding that you can be used by God the moment you realize that God uses weak things, things that are not, to nullify the things that are.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.